This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Welcome back from the Thanksgiving holidays. Did you weigh yourself over the holiday?
No, I'm not a female.
I wanted to know how much, like, weight I would gain.
We don't talk about weight anymore,
George. We don't talk about weight?
No.
Okay. I weighed myself.
Ew.
Almost 4 pounds up.
Oh, wow. Take a bathroom break.
You know what? I was thinking today, it's like, you know what? I think
you'll
that would solve things.
You'll be back.
I'll be back. Eric with a K.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than having tummy trouble during the Thanksgiving. I mean, I think that of all holidays.
Oh, yeah. I still have gastroenteritis during Thanksgiving.
Y'all are a mess.
I've lost probably 5 pounds.
Your best life, but the two of us are absolute wrecks right now. So. Anyway, welcome back from Thanksgiving break. Hopefully it was a good one for you. We'll talk all about that. We got jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes and Mono's Country in just about 20 minutes. But right now, let's get you caught up with some things that are trending here in Texas this morning.
Number three.
They're calling it Joe-mentum before the bye week.
Joe-mentum?
I get it. Joe Mixon for the Houston Texans ran for 101 yards and a touchdown. And then, of course, Nico Collins caught 8 passes for 119 yards. The Texans beat the Jaguars 23-20 yesterday after all that mess with Trevor Lawrence and his concussion. A much-needed bye week for the team,
I think you're right.
The coach reminded us it's been 13 straight weeks now. The guys are gassed, so get some rest.
Number two.
A marvelous mild Monday. I know you like those alliterations, George. A couple days like this before midweek showers like flood threats come Wednesday. That rain potentially sticking around through Saturday. I don't know what else to say about our Texas weather.
It's all over the place.
And the top story trending in Texas.
The only thing trending everywhere right now is the president pardoning his son. But today is projected to be the biggest shopping day of the year. It's Cyber Monday because none of us actually wanted to leave our homes for Black Friday. Projections are showing that records will be set as far as people spending money today. So just a reminder, keep yourself safe when shopping online. Maybe call your mom, call your grandma, call George, and remind them not to buy things from people you don't know.
I love that you just skip over all the bad stuff.
Yeah, no.
You're like, you know, that concussion, oh, the Biden stuff. But anyway, shopping and weather, shopping and weather.
That's all we need to know about. That's all. That's what's trending here in Texas. The top stories you're going to be hearing about all day long. And they're powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning to get Bull Nation together and get a little good news this morning. And I want to get you in the Christmas spirit, the true meaning of Christmas. And it starts with one man's love for his wife that's lighting up his entire neighborhood. His name is John Reichert. He's 74 years old and a Marine veteran, and he's always loved Christmas. But he said his greatest love has always been his wife of 53 years, Joan. And 4 years ago, Joan was diagnosed with Alzheimer. And since then, John has made it his mission to fill her world with joy and memories, especially at Christmas time, because she just loves Christmas.
If it wasn't for my wife, I don't know if I would have done it. But she wanted Christmas, so I'd give it to her. I'll do anything to make her happy.
And make Christmas wonderful, he has, because instead of decorating just their house, John has transformed every home in their neighborhood, every home in their block. The last 4 weeks, he's been putting up twinkling lights, all kinds of Christmas decor, and now it is a perfect winter wonderland for his wife, Joan.
He decorated the neighbors!
The whole neighborhood,
oh,
Mo.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, I got nothing else to do. He bought the lights. He took their lights, combined them all, and now their entire neighborhood is attracting all these folks that are coming in. As a matter of fact, John's neighbors are so in love with what he's done. They have set up a special P.O. box to make sure that John and Joan can get Christmas cards from you. If you like the address, you let us know.
Let's go, George. Aww.
So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for the power of love and the power of Christmas?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
I'll do anything to make her happy.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. As usual, Mo, here on the morning show, you're getting it all wrong. You got this all wrong this morning.
I'm pretty sure I'm always right. And that's what people like about me.
I don't feel like she's got it wrong, George.
Oh, no, she's got this totally wrong.
Mm-hmm. George has an eating disorder.
I do not. do not have an eating disorder.
Okay, explain yourself.
Okay, so I asked Mo and Eric when we got into the radio station
this
morning.
Like the first thing you said this morning.
I was like, hey, did you weigh yourself before Thanksgiving and after Thanksgiving?
And I was like, we're talking about weight? It's Monday at 3 a.m.
Well, see, you said it's you were talking a little bit earlier and you said, you know, who's the most girly for weighing themselves during the holidays?
I know, it was a conflicting tease because usually that would be straight to Eric.
Yes. That would be Eric, right. But here's the thing. It's a point of pride. It's not a girly thing. It's a point of pride.
You and your friends are comparing your weight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh.
You don't talk to your buddies and go,
that's not a dude
thing
to do.
I gained 6 pounds over the holidays.
No, George.
I don't talk to my buddies, George. I hang with my buddies or I don't talk to them.
How are your thighs this weekend? Your butt looks so good.
My friend texted me yesterday just to say hi, and I was like, what are you doing?
You gotta come here.
I don't know. There's so much other stuff to talk about, George.
You gotta get yourself better friends. That will ask you how much weight. Because it's like, how much did you eat over the Thanksgiving holiday?
And by how much did you gain?
By the way, my weight gain was 4 pounds.
Thank you.
I gained 4 pounds.
However,
Kyle, 6 pounds.
Wow.
Over the holiday. So you don't compare
this
with your friends.
Makes me really uncomfortable. No.
Stand up, Mo, and I can see how much you
George.
Exactly.
How long have you been married? You never say that to a lady. You look great, Mo. Perfect and wonderful just the way you are.
So you got it all backwards. It's actually a point of pride, and I am proud to say that I was the one that weighed myself for the weekend.
Congratulations,
congrats,
George, for your 4 pounds of weight gain.
4 pounds? That's pretty impressive, don't you think?
How was yours, Mo?
I don't even know.
Yeah, you don't know?
No, I've never weighed myself.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
I weigh myself at the doctor is the only place I weigh myself.
Oh, that's the worst place, right?
Literally.
Or I weigh myself at the vet's when I have to hold my dog there.
And then subtract myself.
Yes,
so
that subtract the dog. And you always give the dog a few more pounds than you think it needs. Do we want to do like a carousel on Instagram of me putting together the gobbler goblet? Because I have pictures of every step of the process, if you'd like that, Eric.
Oh, gross, George.
Goblet?
Just stop. I don't know why. It sounds so nasty when you say it.
That was my big Thanksgiving creation.
It was actually the food trauma that you caused for your sons this holiday season. Good morning.
my boys. Yeah. By the way, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen. I'm George, the creator of the Gobbler Goblin.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't own up
there.
To that.
I mean, she did something like just mac and cheese and Chex Mix or whatever, yawn. Eric with a K, anything exciting for Thanksgiving at your house?
Standard stuff, yeah. The turkey, the ham. Ham was a big one.
Right, we had that discussion last week. So.
But all in separate containers.
I want to know the nastiest thing that you've ever eaten, you've ever tried.
Ever.
713-881-5500, because here's the thing. On Thanksgiving, Deanna decided she wanted a casual, laid-back Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I was like, well, here's the thing. Why don't we just do Thanksgiving in a cup? Oh. And you just take, like, dressing and then turkey and then the vegetables and you put gravy over it. And then you put, like, the pink cloud Jell-O salad on top of that.
George.
You didn't even like separate sweets and savories.
I did not.
First of all, how is this any easier? You still have to make every item.
Well, but you don't have the dishes to clean up because you just throw away
that's
the cup.
You're just reducing dishes. Yeah, okay, got it.
That's all. So I wanted to do this and my boys were vehemently against it.
Your sons, you're bringing your family together during the holidays? No, George is separating them farther and farther.
Oh, and you've got a new daughter-in-law too, so you're like, check this out. Your new father's an idiot.
She was like, what have I married into here? But I have pictures of everything if you'd like to see it.
I don't know.
It actually tasted pretty nasty.
Yeah,
it did taste pretty nasty.
Yes.
So what's the nastiest thing you've ever tried, Mo, if you had to pick out like one thing?
The first thing that comes to mind is the food trauma when my brother was studying abroad in Hong Kong and he ate dog. My brother's like my twin, so we feel the same feelings. And I just remember getting that phone call from him and him standing outside the taxi when he found out, because he didn't know what he was eating.
Oh, I was going to say, doesn't your family love dogs?
We do.
They love it
now.
Well done. It's what they,
not that way. Not that way.
Oh, it was so I'm Trump forever traumatized.
Oh,
Eric, nastiest thing you've ever eaten?
My father-in-law, before he passed away, we would have like sushi eating competitions. Where we'd go out and we'd order for each other.
Oh,
and he ordered me the sweet shrimp. Have you ever had sweet shrimp at a sushi place?
I don't think
right.
so.
That's because only certain sushi chefs will make it the right way or it'll kill you. It's actual raw shrimp.
Okay.
And then if you successfully keep it down, they serve you the head of the shrimp fried and you have to eat that eyeballs and all.
Okay.
I am traumatized.
You're a survivor.
It sounds so delicious. Sweet shrimp. And I go, thank you, Gus. That's so nice of you.
This is part of Eric's origin story now. I survived the sweet shrimp is what I did. We want to know the nastiest thing that you've ever eaten.
Yes.
And should we put up the pictures of the gobbler? That's the other question. But hang on. Connie, you'd say that you have a Texas nastiest thing you've ever eaten. What was it again?
I am an avid Dr. Pepper drinker back in the early 2000s. They came out with a cherry chocolate Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
no.
My God.
They said I took one drink. That was all I took. I had to do a school informative speech, and had it as in my class. And they said it tasted like a chocolate Tootsie Roll Pop.
That's nasty.
That was nasty.
All right, we want to know. That's what we want to know, though, is nasty things that you've eaten. 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. I forgot one very important thing. My son, Zachary, just texted me and said, Dad, you forgot on the gobbler goblet, maybe the nastiest food thing that I've ever created. I did put a slice of the canned cranberry sauce on top of the green beans before I put on the Jell-O salad. So it was a good buffer there.
George.
Whole staff.
Between it.
George ruined Thanksgiving. And so we're trying to make him feel better by finding the nastiest thing anyone has ever eaten.
By the way, Cody is on the phone this morning in Conroe. Mm-hmm. And Cody, you not only have the nasty food you remember the date and the city. Tell me.
So my grandmother had broken her arm, and I was about 10 or 12 years old, and she called me and asked me if I could come help her with Thanksgiving, and I was thrilled. So I run over to my grandmother's in Cleveland, Texas, and she reaches inside the turkey and pulls out a bag.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it turns out when they prep these turkeys at the factory, they take like the liver, the kidneys, some other stuff, and the neck, stick it in a bag, and shove it back in the dead body of the turkey.
Oh, we're aware.
Yes.
We're aware.
Aware.
And then she puts it in a pot with flour and water and starts boiling it. I'm like, what's that? And she's like, the gravy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there as a 12-year-old kid thinking back to not knowing what giblet gravy was and putting it on stuffing and all kinds of stuff. And I'm eating like turkey neck that's been shoved inside of a dead turkey's carcass.
Yes.
And it's got like liver and whatever else was in that bag.
Where? I love it. When we first talked to Cody, when I first talked to him, he was like, yeah, it was 2004 in Cleveland, Texas. It's
forever
like your war
changed.
Story. I love it, Cody. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's go to line four.
All right, that's Julie in Houston. Hey, what's the nasty thing you ate?
Oyster stuffing.
See, that sounds delicious to me.
Yeah, I love oyster
stuffing. I like oysters and I like stuffing, but together?
I like them both. And I had a coworker who lived in the South, and she was like, oh, oyster stuffing, it's amazing. I'm like, oh my God, it sounds amazing. And I was like, I told my mother-in-law, I want this. This is what I want for Thanksgiving. She made it. I never said a word. It was horrible. Yes. I've never had it since.
Maybe she made it wrong if she's never made it before.
Maybe she used canned oysters.
Oh, canned oysters. Okay, all right. That would do it. And maybe the can was out of date. Or maybe,
Why do we keep blaming grandma? Clayton's on the phone in Missouri City. Clayton, this all started with a 90-year-old?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so at church, my dad was a prominent member, and he decided we were going to go over to this 90-year-old's house. She set out on the table this thing that was black in color.
Okay.
And my dad told me that, you know, whatever she serves, you got to be polite and eat. It was peanut butter chocolate chicken.
What?
I kid you not, peanut butter chocolate chicken. It was a chicken that was roasted that she slathered in peanut butter and then poured chocolate all over it. You should have seen my dad's face when he told his... I was 12. When he told my sister and I, we had to eat peanut butter chocolate chicken. And to top it off, because she was 90, it was undercooked. So, yeah, just make things even worse.
That's why I'm a mediocre Christian and not a prominent member.
You know, I mean, you got to be polite, right? Jesus is watching at that table.
You got to be polite. All right, the nastiest thing that you've ever eaten ever here on the Morning Bullpen.
Yeah, are you thinking about me?
It's time for jury duty this morning. We're just out here solving the world's problems and the holiday problems is what we're solving this morning.
The question today, is it rude to give a gift that requires a subscription? 713-881-5500. Who did it?
Okay, so this happened. This actually came up a couple of weekends ago when we were at a Friendsgiving party.
Okay.
And I may change things just a little bit so that the people that were there won't know the person.
Oh, protect the innocent.
Protect the innocent.
That's kind
but
of
it
you.
Was a, it was a gentleman mm-hmm. who was considering a Christmas present that requires a subscription in order to use the Christmas present.
Can you tell us what the present was or no?
It was a Peloton. The Peloton bike.
You got to pay monthly.
You got to pay monthly to get the trainer, right? And to get the most out of it.
Really expensive.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it came up, and I was like, "Dude, you can't do that. You can't give a gift, right?
Yeah.
You cannot give a gift that requires a subscription to continue it.
No, I disagree.
My mom does the magazines for the kids. And I think she gets a discount because she's a teacher. And so the kids like getting things in the mail. But she continues the subscription. Like
she pays the subscription.
And she pays for it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so that
was going to get the bike, which is expensive on its own.
Yeah, right.
Even though he was buying it used off Facebook.
But still helpful, especially if someone really wants a Peloton.
713-881-5500. We have a couple of lines open this morning. Can you, or no, wait, what is it? Is it rude?
Is it rude to give a gift that requires a subscription?
713-881-5500 is the number. Now, Eric, you said not so, you don't think it's rude.
No, I think that the bulk of the gift is the bike itself. Mm-hmm. If she wanted the Peloton, she would have had to have said, I really want the Peloton and I don't mind paying the monthly subscription. I just can't afford the big upfront cost.
Okay.
See, now that I have no way to know, but it just struck me as weird that you would give a gift that requires a subscription in order to use that gift.
Now, I've done it before. I did it for my mom. I bought her like glasses for a year. Like bifocals so she could read for a year, and then I stopped paying and she took over the payments. Was that rude?
It's like, Mom, here you go. You can read for a couple of months, but after that, you're on your own. If you want to keep reading, you got to pay for it. Can you give a gift? Is it rude to give a gift that requires a subscription to carry it on? Again, 713-881-5500. You want to get your voice in on this.
Anthony's on the phone in Houston. Hey, Anthony, help us with jury duty today. Is it rude to give a gift that requires a subscription, yes or no?
I agree with Eric, no, because sometimes if they ask for it, they're not paying the big price for it. They're just paying the monthly fee for it.
The monthly fee for it. Okay. All right. But by the way, the monthly fee on that. All right. So let's go to line two, Eric.
All right. That's Brian. Hey, Brian, is it rude to give gifts that require subscriptions?
I kind of think so. I think if you're going to give a gift like that, you should at least cover, you know, like, hey, this comes with a 6 month or the first year, something like that. Then you're on your own, you know?
Oh, okay.
And also remind me in 6 months that I need to cancel this.
Hey, I know you're way overweight, but I'm only paying for like 3 months of you shaking up here.
That's funny. Okay, good point, Brian. Good point.
713-881-5500 is the number if you want to get your voice in on jury duty this morning. Katie's on the phone. Katie, is it rude to give a Christmas gift that requires a subscription?
I don't
think so, especially when you were talking about the Peloton. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent gift. And that's expensive.
Okay, so you get that for Christmas. You're not a little like, oh, wait, you're going to make me pay the monthly fee for it?
I don't think so. I think it's probably worth it.
And by the way, Katie says if there's anybody in her life that would like to give her a Peloton.
I don't care if it comes on Facebook Marketplace or not.
Katie's like, I'll pay that fee. Don't you worry about it. I'll absolutely pay that fee. Katie, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Good morning. Is it rude to give a Christmas gift that requires a subscription?
Hey, Heather. Heather.
Hey,
yes. What do you think? Yes or no?
Well, it depends. If she asks for the Peloton, the beauty of the Peloton is multiple people can use it. So maybe he's planning on setting up an account and they're going to pay for it together.
And oh, both cute. It.
But she initially wants the gift.
Okay. So it's not
he
rude.
Makes her happy.
Not okay. rude. No. That's what I hear. Not rude. Okay, okay. Final one. We need one more vote. Michelle, is it rude, yes or no, on giving a gift that requires a subscription?
I think it's kind of rude because who wants to gift a bill? Like, the gift is becomes a
you're right. You're just adding to the stuff I have to pay for.
I gave you new bills for Christmas.
Hey, guess what? So right. I changed my mind.
All right, Mo, this morning, the final verdict
is it rude to give a gift that requires a subscription? And the answer was no.
Michelle, you should be a lawyer.
No, seriously. That was good.
That's jury duty. We do it every morning, and you can be part of it here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. Beautiful morning. And Mo, you say the weather's going to be nice like for a couple of days.
A couple of days. Wednesday evening is when the rain comes in.
We get our Christmas rain is what we get. but it's Yay. A gorgeous Monday after the holiday. Thanks for joining us here on the Morning Bullpen show. It's time for our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. Every morning, Eric with a K has to take a phone call and a suggestion from you, and he has to create a song. That's the mission, but the mission only starts when you call in with your suggestions.
All right, let's start with line one, George.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Allie's in the Woodlands. Hey, Allie, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, I think Eric should sing about how mother-in-laws have unrealistic plans before we even recover from Thanksgiving, about Christmas and trying to get everybody and their mother together.
Unrealistic
this
plans.
This seems unusually specific, Allie.
It really
so
does.
Much.
This is so my mom. My mom is already planning dinner while she's eating lunch. So we've already got Christmas plans figured out months ago.
I don't know. I kind of agree. If you don't get it on my calendar, I might miss it. This time of year is so busy.
That wouldn't be a bad thing.
That's a different song, Allie.
Again, seems to be very specific to Allie is this suggestion this morning. Allie, thank you. Good suggestion. Let's go to David. David, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
I think Eric should sing about holiday potatoes. I had to lay low for a while after someone wanted a song about me.
Potatoes.
Oh, he's back.
It's Potato David. That's
great.
Right.
Welcome back, David.
And somebody did call and say, you should sing a song about the guy David. Who's always calling yep. in about potatoes.
David, what kind of potatoes did you have for the holiday?
I had mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. Sweet potatoes.
Yep, same.
And I had these weird, like, oven potatoes that were, like, crispy on the outside.
Wait, that sounds amazing.
Lots of carbs at David's house. That's all I'm saying.
Good life.
David will not stop calling.
Thanksgiving.
Yay!
Again, you got it all. All right.
He wants a potato David, song.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Nick in Cyprus. Nick, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
Yeah, when you're in the car with the kids and somebody lets one rip, but nobody admits to it.
Goodbye.
I got to be honest, it's always me, and then I lock the windows.
Hey, guys, it's my daughter Catherine's 11th birthday, and she's in the car, and we listen every day.
Eric, you got to write her a song.
Did we lose you? Nick? We don't. Oh. I don't know if we got disconnected or that was all he had to say. But happy birthday to Catherine.
Yes, we can. Oh,
she called with her birthday. All right, so options. I don't know what happened with you, Nick. So what do we got here, Eric? You got three good suggestions today. What are you going to
do? But I really think that the best birthday present I could give Catherine is a song about car farts. That's really,
really
just a tribute.
We could just skip right over that part.
No, of course I'm going to do car farts. I get one fart song a month, and we just kicked off December. Let's do it.
That's right. All right, so he's got to get it in. All right, that's the topic this morning. What's it going to sound like? We'll find out in 10 minutes. Eric will create a song and come back and perform it. You stay with us here on the Morning Bullpen. Last week was Mo's birthday, and she did something that has Eric and I... Well, between ticked off and just going, aw.
I'm so sad for you.
Good morning welcome into the Morning Bullpen Show. I am George, one of those who's ticked off and going, Eric is the other one. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
But Mo.
Why are you ticked off, George?
Your birthday was last Wednesday.
It was. Thank you for remembering.
And what did you do on your birthday?
I ordered myself balloons and cupcakes.
You sent them to your own house.
Yes. I was sitting here in the studio Wednesday morning, and I was like, oh, tonight for dinner, I don't know what we're going to have, but I know that I need balloons and cupcakes.
For your own birthday.
If it was my own birthday, I would not have bought balloons and cupcakes, right? Because I don't care. I don't even like cupcakes. I don't like sweets at all. And I'm allergic to latex, okay? It was not about me. It was about moms, yet again, making the magic happen.
What magic? What are you talking about? It's your birthday.
My 3-year-old cares about birthdays right now. Sailor is like super into them. And she associates birthdays with 1, blowing out candles, and 2, balloons. So every time we have a birthday, even if it's for her stuffed animal, Charlotte, we're having cupcakes and balloons.
What are you talking
about? No, wait a minute. I don't care about cupcakes and balloons. I bought them for my own birthday so that Sailor could celebrate for me.
See, here I was all upset because I was thinking Mo had to plan her own birthday party. How sad.
No.
But it wasn't for you at all.
Absolutely.
Even though it was your birthday,
correct.
It wasn't for you at
correct.
All.
Eric can't get over this.
I can't get over it. Now I'm even more confused. Uh-huh. You threw a party for yourself, for your daughter.
Correct. I could care less about any of that stuff.
But
it's the same reason I put up my Christmas tree yesterday. I was fluffing the crap out of that thing, and I hated it.
Aren't you one of the people in this world who say, oh, it's not all about me. We can't make it all about ourselves.
None of the things I'm doing are about
me. You're teaching Sailor that every party is about her.
Well, it is about her, other people. Do it for other people. Don't do it for yourself. I'm doing it for her.
Oh, no. You're raising one of those birthday month girls. You what?
My mom did that,
she's
too.
Celebrate for the month.
Birthday
there,
princess
so.
Week.
I feel better now. And
George,
by the way,
you know the truth.
I feel worse.
I have the feeling that you're not the only mom
out there making the magic happen.
You are the only mom. I promise you.
Not.
I guarantee, even if we opened up the phone 713-881-5500, 0 people will call and say that they threw a birthday party for themselves. For their child. That makes no sense.
I would
at
never
all.
Have done it like that.
You would have. Well, first of all, you put yourself in danger with latex balloons.
I had latex
balloons
in my house for my toddler.
That was the other thing that was like blowing me away. It's like, why did you order? If you were doing it, why did you order balloons?
I didn't
balloons?
Eat but a single sense. Cupcake. Why? I don't like them.
What?
But I blew out the candles
what
and
did
my
you
kids
want?
Ate cupcakes. It,
honestly, looking deep into your heart, what do you want for your birthday?
Nothing. I wanted no one to talk to me.
Well, you do that every day at work.
By myself. I got nothing that I wanted.
So her birthday was horrible, even though she had cupcakes and
oh my goodness,
birthday party.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Full Show this morning with Jessica. She's trying to take $100 on Mo Knows Country, and this is how you get it, Jessica.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Jessica, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Now, Jessica, you know what you got to do? Tell her to get out of the studio, go to the hallway so she can't hear the answers, and we'll get this game started.
All right. Beat your feet down the street, Mo.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Beat your feet. All right, Jessica, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, name the Houston pop star who tried to break her way into country music this year, releasing her first country single called Texas Hold'em.
Beyonce Knowles.
Question number two, Blake Shelton's new merch is, quote, so dumb, it's brilliant. It's just a black t-shirt with his picture, and it says, I bought this shirt from blank.
Pass.
Question number three. In 2010, Lady Antebellum got a little needy. They were up for six nominations at the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards for what song?
Oh, no. I'm getting stage fright. Oh, no.
Okay, just take a breath. Take a breath. It's okay. You know Lady Antebellum. You know Lady A. What was their big song?
Oh, I'm going to have to pass on that one, too. I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. That's okay. All right, take a breath. Everybody with her. Just blow out that bad stuff. Get in the good. Here we go. Question number four. Dierks Bentley has a song where he ironically talks about being drunk on this form of transportation.
Drunk on a plane.
Question number five. Which singer took home the CMA award for best hair, not his achy, breaky heart back in the 90s?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against.
All right, Jessica, you did all right. I know you were nervous, but you ended up getting three out of the five.
I was nervous, and it's a Monday after a holiday.
Good point. All right, three out of five.
Nice job.
All right, Mo, here we go.
Thank you.
Question number one. Name the Houston pop star who tried to break her way into country music this year, releasing her first country single, Texas Hold'em.
That was Beyonce.
That is Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Jessica got it right. Tied 1-1.
Question number two. Blake Shelton's new merch is, quote, so dumb, it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's just a black t-shirt with his picture, and it says, I bought this shirt from?
From Blake Shelton?
It is from Blake Shelton.
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
You have That's to see. The says? T-shirt is the greatest in the world. It Me. Just says, I bought this shirt from Blake Shelton.
He's an idiot.
Well, Jessica didn't get that question right. So what do you have to say about Jessica?
It was just trickily worded, Jessica.
2-1. Yes. 2-1, most winning.
I was going to say Blake, but I wasn't going to say myself.
Yeah. No, I got you. Trickily. I'm putting that word down, by the way.
It was trickily.
All right. Question number three, Mo. In 2010, Lady Antebellum got needy. They were up for six nominations at the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards for what song?
I'm going to take your hint, Needy, and guess it was their song, Need You Now?
That's correct. Yep. Yes.
Wow, George, job, that was Good rough. Job, that was rough.
Jessica passed, so it's 3-1.
That was
one.
Trickily, Jessica.
It was another trickily question.
It was.
Okay.
Question number four. Dierks Bentley has a song where he ironically talks about being drunk on this form of transportation.
Oh, drunk on a plane. I know that one.
That is correct, yes.
So did Jessica, so it's 4-2.
And question number five. Mm-hmm. Which singer took home the CMA award for best hair, not his achy, breaky heart back in the early 90s.
Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus.
That is Billy Ray Cyrus. That is correct.
Jessica, she got all freaking five, and she kept her money. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries. Good job, Mo.
Girl,
well, this
fun.
Is Jessica from Fulshear, and Mo sure knows her country.
Yes, Aww. She does. Yes, she does. All right, you'll get a chance to play. You can take $100 from her tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.